Good morning, Doctor. How are you doing?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
So tell us, just how crucial is early childhood education in getting kids set up for school and learning environments?
Our research confirms that this is a vital window of opportunity. But unfortunately, there's a mismatch between how much we invest in this area and how much we can gain from investing in this area. We can do much more to give every kid the best possible start in life.
So why do you think that there is that discrepancy between what should be funded and what is currently being funded?
Australia has made huge advances in recent years with the introduction of the National Quality Framework, and more children are accessing it than before, but it's just not enough, and we're calling for an acceleration in this area.
And the report mentions national quality standards as a kind of a measurement tool. So explain to us what they are and how the current system measures up to these standards.
Sure. Well, the national quality standards were brought in January 2012. They cover seven key areas and all the different components that we know contribute to quality. So it's not just what goes into a centre in terms of the staff and their qualifications and ratios. It's also what happens within the centre, whether there's warm and trusting relationships between the educators and the children, between the centres and the families, whether there is rich and interactive learning environments based on play and the children's developmental stages. So these standards cover everything from the educational program, which is actually standard number one, and we're talking about developmentally appropriate programs here, not teaching two-year-olds to memorise the alphabet or anything.
Yep, yep.
Everything through to, you know, governance and meaningful family involvement, health and safety and more.
So these standards were set up about sort of 5 years ago, I believe. So how does the current system as it is sort of look, and how does it measure up to these standards, and what needs to be improved?
Well, there's been a radical improvement and flurry of activity since then, because it's the first time we've had nationally consistent standards. So applying to every early education and care centre across the country. So for some centres, it was a big learning curve. Others have been kicking goals and ahead of the curve for many years. But so still, you know, many years after it's been introduced, only three quarters of our services have actually been rated. Wow. Most have only been rated once. And when we're looking at those that have been rated, one third were still working towards these standards, which means that they're not quite up there yet. If they have a big gap, then they're immediately supported and actively supported by government to address concerns that have been raised. But until we had this system, it was hard to know exactly how the systems compared. Parents couldn't make choices, and our report shows that we need to accelerate this process for the benefit of all children.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess another concerning aspect of the report sees that the gap is widening between poorer and more well-off children. What do you sort of put that down to?
There are a few factors. So one is the way that funding is currently packaged up and divvied out. So for a lot of children, they only access early education through what most people would call a childcare centre. But childcare is quite expensive, and you only get subsidies if parents are working, or subsidies for enough days if parents are working enough days, which means that a kid misses out on early learning because of parental circumstance. And now, we don't think that's appropriate for schooling. We think every child should have a right to schooling, no matter what's going on in the household situation. We're arguing the same be the case for early learning, that every child has the right to early learning, starting at a minimum with the year before they start school, and then extending downwards to the second year before school.
All right. Well, it's a fantastic report, and hopefully it gets the attention it deserves, especially lead up to the election in the next coming months. Dr. Bronwyn Hinds, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SLR this morning.
Thanks, Mitch.